AADL sat down with Joe O'Neill, president of O'Neill Construction, who along with Bill Martin established the Argus Museum. Joe related how the purchase of the Argus buildings from the University of Michigan in the early 1980s led to the acquisition of thousands of cameras, photographic equipment, and Argus Company memorabilia that became the Argus Museum. Joe's many stories include names familiar to Argus employees and collectors, including Milt Campbell, Don Wallace, Sammy Ross, and Tony Vaccaro.
I understand you're behind the Argus Museum. And tell me how that got started.
Well, I'm half of being behind it. When Bill Martin and I bought the building from U of M, that would have been in the early 80s, about 1982, 81. We studied turning the building into residential, offices, commercial, manufacturing, and it was too expensive to do the residential, all the plumbing and all the mechanical. So we decided to turn it into rental. And at that time, a gentleman by the name of Don Wallace had a camera collection. And the gentleman that started, he's in the audience, here on camera.
Milt had sold
his collection to Don Wallace. We had decided to make the building into offices, and we had decided to move our office, O'Neill Construction, into the building. And one day Bill Martin said, why don't we buy Don Wallace's camera collection, make a home here for his collection, and then it can grow. And you, with a Bo Schembechler type finger in my chest, can be the curator since your office is right here in the building. And I had no idea that it would grow into what it's grown into today. I call it the black hole of the Argus camera world. People are always coming by. You've met Cheryl, is the curator. And then what you've done here at the library, I knew this was happening, but I had no idea of the size or the meaning or the value. And then tonight, I knew, I would say, one-tenth of what Bob Kelly talked about tonight. I'd met Mr. Pearson and been involved. One story, I almost stood up and ask if anybody knew Sammy Ross. When the program started this evening, one of the Argus eyes showed Sammy in a race car. I owned an Argus camera, so I had heard of Argus, but at that time we had an office at 1342 North Main Street. And when we bought that building, there was a gentleman living in the building, I would say illegally. Ted Smith, an architect, was the realtor, acting as a realtor. And I told Ted that before we moved in, we were not in gerontology and we would not be able to take care of this gentleman. He would need to be moved to better facilities. And of course, nothing happened. We moved in, and it was Sammy Ross. And Sammy Ross was a race car driver, raced in the 30, 28, 29, 30 in that period. He worked in Argus as a machinist and had lived a rather rough life, and that had become his home. And I more or less became not only I'm now a sort of a caretaker of Argus. We were a caretaker of Sammy. And I bet anything some of the people in the room tonight knew Sammy. in the museum, we have a number of photographs, especially the one that was on the screen here.
Give me just a little bit of an idea of what the museum contains. What do you have there in terms of cameras, pictures, and all that sort of
thing? Well, I'm not the authority on that subject. Cheryl is. I think our oldest camera may be in the 10,000 zone on numbers in Argus A. And we have a lot of items from World War II. One of the best things the company did was buy that. He knew what was coming. World War II, of course, was known long before 40 when he bought the optical company. We have quite a few pieces of optics from World War II. Enlargers, the projector that was shown tonight that shows on the ceiling, that was my side of that story. It was developed by Gene Power of University Microfilms with Argus Camera, not only for injured servicemen, but also people in iron lungs that could look at the ceiling. We have one of those. An interesting event occurred one day. I thought he was a salesman in the world of construction, came by, and I don't need to visit with people selling materials in construction necessarily, but Tony insisted that I wanted to talk to him, and I met Tony Vaccaro. Tony, and we have quite a few of his things, a book written by him. Got to know Tony, visited him in New York. Karen and I were together. Tony went to World War II with an M1 rifle on one shoulder, Argus Camera on the other, and his claim to fame was the bigger military cameras took so long to put together and put the thing over their head. Tony would just pick up his C3 and take a shot. We talked about taking over his collection of about 3,000 slides that he has. We've seen the collection in New York. I don't know whatever he ever did with them, but we have a number of his photographs. One in particular is interesting because it's two smiling tank drivers, operators, going into liberating a city, and they're smiling. They're lids are up on the tank, and right there in plain view on top of the cover, very heavy 2 or 3 inch thick steel cover, is an Argus periscope, so they could look through the...
In being involved in this, did it perk your interest in this, in the cameras and in the company itself? Did you want to learn more about it as you moved into the building and got...
That all came after we owned the building and we realized the treasure trove of items out there. And we had a very interesting event right after we've completed the building. We had an open house and we invited everybody on the retirement list to come in and join us in celebrating the opening of the Argus building. And we invited about 200, and I think about 195 showed up. But Argus was very, very people-oriented. And that shows up in their publications where we use their photographs in restoring the building. But most of the photographs, you can't find the building because there are people in the way. And where I'm heading with this, the people that came to that open house were so excited. I believe Jim Brinkerhoff came. He was active in the company. And any number of people, they were so interested in each other. We had tour guides set up, but nobody took anybody on tours. They just wanted to sit and say, you look exactly like the day you worked here in 1930, a very close group. And then working on the building and U of M's history, now our history, and now U of M is back in the building with us and become quite interested in the history. There's just not time enough in the world today to pursue everything that intrigues somebody.
Right.
I'm so glad. I have watched Gambino. Gambino, he came by and spent quite a bit of time in the museum, going through the files, going through the records. And Bob has been there. Ron Norwood has been there. Several books have come out of the files. We now have to find a way to expand our storage.
For more information on the history of Argus Camera, visit Old News at oldnews.aadl.org. Music for this episode was Strollin' by Alan Marchand off his Blues for All Occasions album, which you can find on the AADL catalog by going to aadl.org/magnatunes. AADL Talks to Joe O'Neill has been a production of the Ann Arbor District Library.